Hello guys, and welcome to the Lean with Plants podcast. I'm Chelsea, former overweight, healthy vegan, confused about why I couldn't look like my favorite plant-based influencers, even though I was chugging back green smoothies every day. After a decade of unsustainable vegan diets, I learned the truth about weight loss, lost 40 pounds, and now I'm in the best shape of my life, even after two kids. Girl, if you've been struggling to drop the pounds as a vegan, stuck in a cycle of self-sabotage, sick of yo-yo dieting and going hungry, never being able to get and stay lean, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I share the no BS truth about why vegan women are overweight, the action steps to get you shedding fat, and the mindset you'll need to get slim for life. I'm stoked to have you here. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, it's me. I've been wondering if after all these years you'd like to be lean. So come over, settle down. Listen to this podcast and your fat will not be found. Hello from my lean side. I know you've tried a million diets. I'm here to tell you I'm sorry. The guru's all lied, and I know I can help you because I've been there myself and lost 40 pounds. I don't know why the heck I did this intro.
Hey guys, I just don't know. I don't even know. But I'm going to leave that in. And the reason I'm going to leave that in is that I've been thinking a lot recently about getting comfortable with what you believe. And we're going to be talking today about how to stop procrastinating and how to stick to it. And I truly believe that once you know where to start, and we're going to talk about that, and you have got a very firm foundation on the basics, the way that you are going to be able to stick with this for the long term is getting really confident in what works for you and being able to find those answers and stick to it and have those results is going to be a process of you getting really comfortable with what doesn't work. And so I've been going through this process myself and just realizing that I don't want to be following rules about how to make podcasts or how to make content or who I want to be online. Like, and a lot of that is going to be me getting okay with bombing, me getting okay with failure. And that's a big part of what I want to talk to you guys about today. I think that that matters a lot because if you can't stick to it and you don't have confidence in something, you're going to get burnt out. You don't have the freedom to actually figure out what's working for you. You're always going to be swayed by fads. You're always going to be swayed by other people. You're always going to be looking for that next fix. When you can get confidence in yourself, when you can get confidence that you know what you're doing is right and that you are able to say, hey, like, this is what works for me, and you're not constantly looking at someone else's what I eat in a day, that's when you start to see real progress. I am becoming increasingly convinced that consistency is the missing ingredient to weight loss. And we always get infatuated with the idea of finding the thing. And this is where procrastination comes into this hugely, because you're trying to find the perfect diet. You're trying to find the perfect ratio of carbs to protein. You're trying to hit that perfect amount of calories in a day. You're trying to find that perfect time to eat. Guys, the amount of DMs that I get about when should I eat, the amount of women who message me and say, can I have carbohydrates because I'm over 50? The amount of people that say, my nutritionist told me that I can't eat a carrot, or my blood type is XYZ, so can I eat this? It boggles the mind. But it's also so consistent with everything you see about weight loss online. Guys, we're living in this environment where you can go and take a test, and based on the foot size, your foot size or the shape of your foot it will give you the right diet for you. I was reading a comment today from someone saying, is it true that you have to be in the right state for weight loss? I was like, what? The right state? Are we talking about like you have to reach enlightenment? Are you talking about being in Mississippi? Like, I don't know where the heck this is coming from, but it's so confusing. And I really was convinced at the start of when I started Lean with Plants, I started this podcast, I set out on this journey because I wanted to help vegan women who, like me, had followed gurus and tried to do high raw diets or stick to fad diets, and they hadn't worked for them because they were eating too many calories. And I was convinced for quite a long time that the reason that I couldn't lose weight eating a high raw diet was because it was just inherently too high in calories. Now, I think that it was, and I think a lot of people do this consistently. Like, they'll do like the 30 banana diet, or they'll do like the raw diet, or they'll do some kind of diet and they won't see results on it. So for those people who are able to be consistent on those diets who don't see results, they're obviously not getting into a calorie deficit, or maybe not so obviously. You need a calorie deficit to lose weight. But over and above this, kind of like more importantly than whether that diet gets you into a calorie deficit or not, is how can you be consistent with it? Because it doesn't matter if that diet gets you into a calorie deficit or not, if you cannot maintain it, if you cannot be consistent. I'm convinced of this because I've done the raw and had it work for me. I've done raw and lost weight, guys. I'm sure you've done something and lost weight. I'm sure you've done a fad diet, maybe you've done keto, and you've lost weight. The point isn't whether you can lose weight doing that particular diet, it's whether you can get consistent and whether you can stick to it. And this feeds a lot into procrastination, because on one side, these are kind of like two sides of the same coin. And I think so much of this is trying to get it right initially, trying to make sure that you're on the perfect plan. This was my thing for so long. How do I find the perfect plan? Oh, that one wasn't perfect. I'll move on to the next one. Not being able to be consistent, right? Not being able to commit to something because you're not sure that it's right. That has to do with consistency as well. It's going to cripple you because you've got these commitment issues. You're waiting for that perfect fix. And then when you're actually sticking to it, a lot of that is not being sure that that is the right thing either. So what's the alternative? What's the fix for this? Well, number one, it's knowing that what you're doing is on the right path. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, if you're confused about weight loss, if you've watched a million YouTube videos and a million What I Eat in the Days, and you've seen people smashing back 3,000 calories, you've put all these numbers into MyFitnessPal yourself, and you're like, I'm doing everything right. I'm tracking my calories. I'm drinking celery juice. I'm doing all the things that I've been told to do. I'm cutting out carbs. I'm waiting until midnight and sacrificing a young carrot before I eat my oats, and it's not working for you, then there is a starting place. The starting place is, first and foremost, you must get into a calorie deficit. This is numero uno. Oh my gosh, my friend was telling me this morning about, there's a chick who's been impersonating, okay, this is a wrong way of saying it. There's a girl who's quite famous, and she has been pretending that she's Spanish for like 20 years or something. And now it's come out, she's been to Spain like a couple of times. Like, I think the first time she went to Spain was when she was 11, or when she was 20, again when she was 29. And now she's been pretending that she's Spanish. And I feel like that's just me saying like numero uno in a really New Zealand kind of accent. And I apologize to that. I don't know why I did that. But number one, when you are trying to lose weight, it starts with being in a calorie deficit. It starts with accepting that fact. Because whatever diet you're on, keto, raw till four, drinking celery juice, intermittent fasting, I don't know, Weight Watchers, all of them, there's a million, Noom, whatever it is, you're going to need to get into a calorie deficit. Helpful news that it is. Salvation to my ears. Here's the thing about it. It's simple. right? Get into a calorie deficit. It's always going to result in weight loss. All right? That's how diets work. Finish. Bam. Wham, bam. Done. The difficult part is, how do I get into a calorie deficit? And then the next question, how do I do it consistently? So, if you are struggling with procrastination, you're trying to find the perfect diet, this is where it starts. How do I get into a calorie deficit? The most effective way, and this has been shown by so many studies now, to get into a calorie deficit without having to count calories, without having to cut portion sizes, is to increase the amount of low calorie foods in your diet and to decrease the high calorie foods. This is using calorie density to get into a calorie deficit. You do not need to know your starting point. You do not need to know how many calories you need to eat. You do not need to know any of these things, how many macros you're eating, all of that stuff, when to eat. You just need to lower the calorie density of your meals. This is where you start. Once you've started to do that, by increasing the amount of vegetables that you're eating. In Lean with Plants, we recommend that our members eat 1 to 2 pounds of vegetables per day, and we teach exactly how to do that. Some people don't like weighing food, so we give alternatives of how to know how much you're eating, even if you don't want to weigh and measure your food. For some people, they like to weigh the amount of vegetables that they're eating in the beginning just to make sure that they're eating enough. But it doesn't have to be perfect. It's a goal. It's an idea that you're like, hey, I want to move in this direction where I am decreasing the amount of high calorie foods and I'm increasing. And this is where procrastination comes into this again, is you don't have to get this perfect. This is a starting point. What does it look like for you to increase the lower calorie foods, to increase your vegetable intake, and then to decrease the higher calorie foods, to decrease the amount of oil that you're eating, to decrease the donuts, to decrease the high calorie cashew cream and the binges. And then sticking with it is really going to come down to you doing what it takes to get more consistent. And there's a lot that goes into this. This is why in Lean with Plants we're so focused on habit change, because once you know the what, it's so important that you know how. It starts with you making that little step in the right direction and then doing that on a consistent basis. And when you're finding that it's getting too hard, bringing that back down to what is the minimum that I could do that is still going to be building this habit. So for a lot of people, that's just eating one vegetable at a meal. That could be literally just doing like the bare minimum and doing the next best thing that you could. Not doing the all out, like stuff it, I'm not perfect kind of cycle, but just doing the next best thing. This is a key part of Lean with Plants. We talk about the next best thing all the time, and it's helped so many of our members make massive mental and physical progress because they're no longer all in, all out. So once you've started at this place of knowing what to eat and you're going on this path of developing your habits, and I've talked a lot about how to develop habits. I really recommend the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I also obviously recommend getting into Lean with Plants. We're actually opening on the 26th of January, 2021. The doors are going to be open for 6 days only. Habit change is vital because this is how you actually change. Your habits are what is going to result in who you become. 5 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, you are going to be the accumulation of your habits. So sticking with it is about having that focus on how does this become a habit for me? If you want to know anything about habits and you want it, all the books broken down for you, all of what habit change is really about, keep this in mind. Make it easy, make it simple, and make it obvious. How do I make it easy? How do I make it simple? How do I make it obvious? We think that we are fighting for more motivation. You're actually fighting against your natural motivation because your natural motivation is Netflix and chill. Making it easy in the beginning is all about keeping it small and keeping it doable. Making it obvious and making it simple is all about removing the barriers to you sticking to it. This is a key part of being able to stick to something long term, is you stop relying on motivation. You get those treats out of your house if you're constantly failing. You have that hard conversation with your partner if they keep bringing snacks home that you don't want to eat. You don't rely on that. You know that you are prone to that, and you start working with that fact, not constantly against it. You try and make it easy for yourself. If you can even just internalize this, you're going to be ahead of most people, because most people are so focused on the motivation that they lack instead of realizing that they've got a lot of it and what they really need to do is make it easy for themselves. And remember how I said procrastination is just a different coin or a different side of this same coin? Well, you can see how procrastinating because you want to get it perfect is really the opposite of how people actually change. If people change through repetition, which is what habits are, if we're the sum of who we're, of what our habits are today, or what our habits were last week, last month, last year, if our habits are the projection of who we are becoming, then you procrastinating starting is really what's going to stop you getting there at all. So many people think that they need to get it perfect now. You're only going to get it better, probably not perfect ever, by doing it now. It does not have to be perfect. Your habits don't have to be perfect. They just have to be done. You don't have to have the perfect diet. You just have to get started. Guys, if you've been listening to this podcast, even just this episode, if you follow me on Instagram, you have enough right now to get started. You don't necessarily have enough to keep it going because you don't know the path. You don't have the support necessarily. You don't have the accountability, or you don't have the tools of habit change per se. Maybe you don't know exactly what to eat, but you have enough to get started. And when you get started, that is going to build more and more momentum. So once you've gotten started, once your goal becomes, I need to decrease the higher calorie foods in my diet and I need to increase the lower calorie foods, that I'm going to focus on calorie density rather than amount of calories, rather than meal timing, rather than all of this kind of fluff that goes around with weight loss, intermittent fasting, whatever it is, I'm going to keep that simple fact in mind. And then you go, and the way that I'm going to do that is through habit change, and I'm going to make it easy, and I'm going to make it obvious, and I'm going to make it simple. Then part of that process to you becoming that grand master, that person who gets lean, stays lean for life, is going to be you being okay with failure. It's going to be you tweaking. It's going to be you learning. And how does someone learn? We learn through doing. We don't learn through thinking about it. We don't really learn to make it work for us just through books, just through listening. It's going to be you being okay with a bit of failure. It's going to be you being okay with trying. And we're kind of in this culture, I feel, where failure is so negative. Where we see failure as something that needs to be avoided. That kids will get medals when they come in last because, they participated. Like, I get that, but why is failure bad? Why is it so negative when you don't achieve? Why is it so negative when you did muck up? Why is this so bad? Why, when failure is the key to making progress, why do we see it so negatively? It sucks. It hurts. That's why we don't like failing. But failure is part of success, because through failure, you learn. You learn because you're doing. And if you're doing, you will fail. If you are doing, you are not going to start and then have a perfect run. Like, I hate to break it to you, I have failed a lot. I have videos on my phone of me crying while eating pizza. Who does that, by the way? I have so many stories of me saying that I'm going to not eat this cookie, or like I'm going to go moderate when I go out with friends, and I massively overeat. I have so many times of saying, I'm going to get serious at the gym. And then I don't go.
I have so many times of myself having good intentions. I have so many bombs, guys. Like, this podcast might be one of them. This episode might be one of them. You know what? Like, this podcast journey, if you've been listening along for a while, or even if you're new, like, go back and listen to some episodes. Go, like, listen to some of my first episodes. Go listen to my voice. Go listen to how quietly I spoke and how shakily I talked. Go listen to or watch some of my old story highlights. Like, you're going to see an evolution of a person. Why? Because I had to do it. And I'm using this analogy because this is the analogy I'm living. This is the analogy of me putting out content that I don't know is going to work and being okay with not getting a whole lot of likes and not getting a whole lot of comments. This is me trying things in Lean with Plants that I'm not sure work, but I'm trying it because I want to see what does. And we're all on this path. Successful people, at least, are on a path of a lot of failure. I want to be a successful person. I want to be a successful person in my weight loss, in my family, in my business, in my life. I want to have fun. But to be able to do that, I have to be okay with failure. Do you know what has brought me so much freedom in my life? Do you know what has allowed me now that when people ask me questions about my diet, I am so ready with an answer, that I am so confident in the kitchen? Do you know why? Because I've had so many times where I've burnt things, that I've had so many times where I've tried what works for someone else and realized it didn't. Guys, I've tried things that have worked for other people in a similar sphere to me. I've tried eating vegetables for breakfast. Does not work for me. I have tried intermittent fasting. Does not work for me. I don't think it works for most people. I've done a podcast episode on that. But again, that might work for you. That might work for some people. We've got the starting point. We've got the fact that you need to lower the overall calorie density of your meals. And then within that, all these nuances of how many vegetables you're going to eat in a day, what kind of spices you're going to enjoy, what kind of meal timing you're going to have, how much treats you're going to have in a diet, whether you're going to eat after dinner or not. These are things that you're going to figure out through doing. And the message that I want to share with you is there's going to be some times of you not getting it right. And if you can accept this now, if you can embrace the fact that failure is part of this, you are going to be so much closer to actually being successful. Guys, you've got to stick with it to make it work. And to stick with it, you have to be okay with getting back up when you fail. You have to be okay that this is part of it. This is inevitable. This is going to be how you grow. Imagine if you could flip the switch on your mind and go, hey, yeah, you know what? I am going to fail. I am going to binge. I am going to bomb. I am going to burn that thing. I am going to eat too much sometimes. I am going to commit to something and then not do it. And be okay with that. But then get up again and learn from it and try again. Try again and stick with it, because you've got the goal in mind and the goal is learning. Then you are going to be successful. Do you know how I know, like, almost instantly whether someone is going to be able to be successful or not? Is when I see people trying and I see someone go out and they take a picture of their plate and they're like, hey, this is what I made. What do you think? Or they take it and they're like, hey, like, this is what I'm trying. This is what I'm doing. The people that I see that are okay with trying and are the ones that make so much more success, because they don't have to get it right in the beginning. And if you let go of getting it all right in the beginning, because guys, you will not have the program or the diet or the book or the influencer or whatever it is that is going to make this crystal clear right now. You're going to get an aha moment, and hopefully you're here listening to this and hopefully you've had a few aha moments from this podcast. Part of the reason that I started this podcast and I started Lean with Plants is because I had an aha moment from Chef AJ. I had an aha moment from the people that I was following who were talking about calorie density. I had an aha moment, but it didn't stop there. That's the best that you really can hope for, is not that you kind of get fixed by someone else or that you join something and it's all illuminated is that you get a starting point and then you start to experiment. You get an idea of where you're going, you get a bit of a path, and then you start walking that path, you start stumbling along that, and then you realize what works and you realize what doesn't. I love the fact that now, even though I've had so much influence from other people, so much of what I believe to be true is different to what other people do, because I've realized that it doesn't work for me. And I'm becoming more and more confident in that. I'm becoming more and more okay with that through doing and through trying and through experimenting. And you're going to go through that process as well. You get confidence with time. It's something that you develop. It's not something that happens overnight. It happens with small incremental changes. It happens with being okay with failure. It happens with habits. All of these things. Perfectionism is the coin, and the two sides are procrastination and not being able to stick to it. Let go of perfectionism. Let go of getting it right before you start. Let go of getting it right as you go along. If you can let go of perfectionism and you can embrace failure, you can be successful.
Hello from my lean side.
Guys, one thing that I really, really need to share with you is that Lean with Plants is open this week. Yes, it's opening on the 26th, like I've said. And if you are struggling to lose weight on a plant-based diet, if you're confused about why weight loss happens, if you've read all the books from the gurus and you're still not able to stick to it, if you know what you should do, but you can't just make a change, if you are premenopausal, if you are postmenopausal, if you have got hormonal issues, if you are a breastfeeding mum, if you are sick of BS and you want to get to the point of why you can't lose weight and then know exactly the step-by-step path of getting there with all of the encouragement and kick in the pants advice of an amazing community who has been there and will walk alongside you, you need to get into Lean with Plants. The difference with this program and every program that I have ever seen about weight loss is that we are obsessed with habits. We are obsessed with people making progress, and we know how that works. This is probably a third about what to do, and then two-thirds, man, my maths, okay, you're not joining a maths program, okay, guys? Two-thirds about how to change. This is messy, imperfect action that actually gets people results, lasting results in not only your habits and your mindset, but things that filter down into every area of your life. I've had so many girls come through Lean with Plants who are now going on to do things that they never thought possible, starting businesses, working out and going to the gym, becoming coaches, all of these kind of things. I've seen evolution of people through losing weight that is mind-boggling. And my story is the same. It's not just about weight loss. And contrary to what a lot of people say, it's not just about self-love. It's not even just about self-acceptance. What about evolution? What about becoming someone that you can't even comprehend today? Like I said, go back and listen to some of those first episodes. Go back and listen to where this has taken me. I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. Guys, you know what a hot mess I am. You know that I've left a crazy, probably offensive knockoff of Adele at the start of this. But here's the thing. If a crazy, silly, messy, procrastinating, weirdo like me, a little Kiwi girl in New Zealand, can go and lose 40 pounds and not do it perfectly and not know everything, you can do it too. If Cassie, who has lost 30 pounds or over 30 pounds through Lean with Plants after trying every single diet and feeling like a failure, can come on and become a coach and now be working full time and helping hundreds of other members lose weight, you can do it too. If Robin, who is now at the lowest weight after 15 years, can do it, so can you. If Sandy, who this time last year was weighing and measuring the amount of milk she put in her coffee so that she wouldn't go a gram over, is now having complete food freedom and actually lost weight over Christmas, so can you. Guys, if this community can do it, If I can do it, you can do it too. I want to invite you into Lean With Plants. It's only going to be open 6 days. I know this has been a bit of a long plug. I'm not going to be talking about this again after that 6 days, because we'll be closed. We'll be focused on our members getting results. And if you want to be one of those people and join our fam, you need to get in. You need to get in the next couple of days. You can go to the show notes and see where to sign up for the waitlist. If you're not following me on Instagram, I'm going to be talking about some stories of our members. I'm going to be really showcasing some of the amazing stuff that's coming out of there, because I know that this can help you. I know that this can change your life, and I don't want you to miss out. So, without further ado, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are scouting someone to become the next Adele, please keep looking. It ain't me. I'll see you guys next week. I will talk to you then. Have a great week. I love you lots. Reach out on Instagram. Stop procrastinating. Send me a picture of you eating one vegetable. Send me a gif of Kevin from the office eating a head of raw broccoli. I don't care what you send me. I just don't send me nudes. Okay. This has gone on way too long. This is like when you try and say goodbye as a kid and you're like, no, you say goodbye. No, you say goodbye. And we're done.